last time we talked was probably after the death of Osama bin Laden. Now the news is, of course, the president has announced the withdrawal of troops over the next few months. Can you weigh in on your thoughts about the plan for the withdrawal of troops?
I think the president is doing precisely what he committed to do last year when he announced that we were going to surge 30,000 troops into Afghanistan. I think the issue of Afghanistan has now again changed. There are less than 100 al-Qaeda still alive in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is no longer the primary rationale for our using the military in that region of the world. The primary rationale is to complete our mission of destroying al-Qaeda, which has major opponents in Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen. That's where I think our principal focus should be. So as we shift resources out of Afghanistan, we need to shift those resources to the sort of operations that led to the killing of bin Laden, and to do it in each of the major places where al-Qaeda still has a significant operation.
There, of course, is the concern that you make such announcements and then that lets al-Qaeda know that we're weakening our strength in Afghanistan, putting maybe the troops that remain there in more danger. Do you buy that argument at all?
I think it's possible that there's a saying by the Taliban that the Americans have all the watches, we have all the time, that they can wait us out. That puts a premium on not leaving until there is an indigenous capability by the government of Afghanistan to secure itself through a well-trained and equipped army and police force.
Do you feel that their government is ready to take on that role?
Well, the president has said that he believes that by 2014 they will be in that position. We had the same challenge in Iraq, and I think we're reasonably successful in developing an army and a police force which can protect that country. I hope we can do the same thing in Afghanistan.
I think Middle America is saying it's time we start spending money on fixing our economy. Do you agree?
And I believe they're absolutely right. I was an opponent of the war in Iraq in part because I knew how much that was going to cost, and we in fact ended up adding more than $1 trillion to the national debt. We spent a lot of money in Afghanistan. Now's the time to begin to reduce our commitment there, but sharpen our focus on al-Qaeda wherever it has major operations.